at the start of the year, you know, we always looked at the Intermediate Championship, you know, the last 3 years, lost the three semi-finals by small margins, so they're all disappointing losses to take. So, yeah, we're delighted to be in the final, but at the same time, you know, there's no point getting the final and not getting the job done, so we know we have another tough week ahead of us.
Talk to me about the campaign. You know, obviously it was a tough year in Division 1, you know, got some great results and got some lousy results in that you drew games that you should have won, and it proved very crucial in the end.
Yeah, you know, we started off a wee bit naively and probably played a wee bit too open football, and we lost a few games, and then we tightened things up at the back, and we won a couple of games, and then we lost narrowly by a point or two, but we drew four games in the trot, and we were ahead in all those four games, and that kind of sucked the life out of us, and unfortunately, yeah, we got relegated. But I think we learned an awful lot this year from playing Division 1 football, you know.
You've really got together in the Championship, though, haven't you? A clean sweep.
Yeah, well, we had to do it, you know. We had to, trying to pick the boys up back up again after a really tough league wasn't easy. We always spoke at the start of the year about Championship, so we were excited that it came around. And the first game down in Anagri against Nivora was just about getting grinding out a result and getting over the line and getting a win and getting a bit of confidence and a spring back in the boys' step, you know.
A couple of easy wins, but a couple of challenges too, a couple of tests.
Yeah, then we had two home games, Fannad and Downings, and we played reasonably well and put up a bit of a score. Then we'd Fannad again in the quarters, which, you know, we'd be a wee bit apprehensive about playing a team twice because they learned a lot from us the last day and put it up to us in the first 20, but we got to grips them towards the end. And then on Saturday gone by there, Neve Columba, you know, they're a serious outfit and we knew we'd get nothing easy from them, so we were happy to go over the line. But at the same time, being 100% honest, we were very disappointed with the way we played in the second half, especially.
Aye, because you let it slip a big lead. What was it, 4-4 or something to 8 points?
Yeah.
And they outscored you in the last, what, 1-4 to a point?
Yeah, we were 8 points up with 10 minutes to go, and we had a couple of chances for a couple of handy points to pop over the bar, and we didn't take them, and they put the squeeze on us in the last 10 minutes. So the only thing about it was we did defend very well, we're glad to go with a 2 point win, you know.
Young team, built basically on an under 21 teams, one that won an under 21 B a couple of years ago, and another that gave Guidor, who were in the final now, backbone by quite a lot of the team that beat you in probably one of the best under 21 finals we've seen in the county in a long time.
Yeah, that myself and Shane Ward were involved at that under 21 team that lost to Guidor in Balbuffet a couple of years ago, and it was, I still think it was probably one of the best games of football I've been involved in. Two savage teams, quality of players are there. So we have a lot of their boys involved now in this.
Just give us a few names.
Dave McGurn, Colin Kelly, Johnny Gettins, Ian McGrath, to say the least, you know.
Shane McGrath,
you know, Nathan Boyle, Oisin Rooney, you know, seven or eight boys there. Jason Grannan, he was playing, he's another one, you know. So we've, you know, the backbone of the team is these young lads, but now they're not 19 or 20 anymore now, they're 22, 23, so, you know, they have a lot of football behind them, so we're hoping they show a bit of experience on Sunday.
Talk to me about Glenn Finn. You said you were a bit naive early in the season and you played a kind of an open brand of football. Glenn Finn are kind of a team similar to yourselves, they like to play an open brand of football, they're not into this big pack defences or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you know of them?
Well, we played them last year twice and we had a couple of big battles. We got the better in the park and we played well that day, and then the return leg was down obviously in Glenn Finn, and I think we only won by a point or two down there, but it was a tough game. But the Glenn Finn are cute, they're very good in tackling wise, they're very physical, they're very organised, and you know, they're Frank McGlynn playing with them, you know, one of the best backs that Donegal has produced. So we have a lot of respect for them. We don't think it's going to be easy, but at the same time, we're confident, and if we can perform the way we can, we can grind out a result.
The Championship has played over, what, 5 or 6 weeks, you know, game after game after game. You haven't had a break, maybe since it started. Has that taken its toll?
I don't think so, because I think most teams, when it does come to championship stages, you do get a new lease of life. And I think if you ask most teams, I think that the way they're running off this year is really good, banging it out week after week is the way to do it, because a lot of teams don't like sitting about for a week or two waiting on games. They just want to get out there and get the job done. So I think it's great this year, to be honest. Yeah.
Pick up any knocks, any injuries, or have you got everybody?
Oh, well, we have a few wee knocks and bruises, and David Dolan hurt his ankle in Convoy against Fannad, so, you know, he's carrying an injury. So, yeah, listen, that's part and parcel of football, you know.
So what's the mood, what's the feeling, what's the good feeling?
Listen, you know, the boys are in good form. They're level-headed, didn't get carried away. You know, they were very sore yesterday, or they're very tired and sore after the Glen game, because they brought a serious level of physicality, intensity to the game, so they learnt a lot from it. But as I said, they're confident, but we're not getting carried away with ourselves, because, you know, that's when you get caught, and these boys don't want to get caught. They're on a mission this year, you know.